Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily, and I mean mightily, moving by the Holy Spirit. He has many good things to say to us, to his people. People are missing out on God's very best, and they're missing out unnecessarily. The Lord has things that he could share, and it'll make all the difference. It'll bless us in every way you look at it. Now, I want to say this about something I've learned about the Lord. I went to the Lord with my concerns. When I learned that the Lord will answer you and teach you and give you information, I used to ask him questions. And when I went through difficulties, I would ask him my questions, and I would seek him about what to do. But his answers, they always help me to heal things from the inside out. Now, in the world attempts to make things better from the outside in. But God doesn't do that. He helps you to make the right choices so that you can have the right, so your life will have foundation. Even salvation starts within. When people see the kindness of God, the love of God, little children are around grown-ups that love them and help them and nourish them in life. They grow up to be strong individuals of strong character. Now, the world, Satan, he tries to wound people so that they won't have structure, so that they won't trust the good of people. Satan don't want you trusting people that's going to tell you the truth. He always tries to get you to have a disagreement with people that can help you the most. I've watched this process for a long time, and that's how he does. And that way you won't have a support system. Then he'll tempt you with what will not work, and it'll look good. It'll look good to your eye. It'll sound good to your ears, but it's death in it. All sin is conflict against God, and it's designed to help cause you to doubt against God. He's trying to ultimately divide man from God. So parents that love God, he wants to start a variance, a disturbance, a division, that's the word, against the parents. And then a division against pastors, good ones, not phony ones. A division against Sunday school teachers and teachers in general. Teachers are smart people. They can do anything in the world they want to, but there are teachers out there. They work for less money, and they knew that career doesn't pay as much as other careers, but they love children. And they want to make sure that the children learn. They value education. And they actually took a cut in pay during that career. And some teachers, they teach students because they love students, and then they work other jobs to make the difference. I had a teacher, Mr. Garner, at Carver High School. He was a good teacher, and he loved the students. And then in the evening he did upholstery at an upholstery shop. He did seats, and he was good at it. I even had my car done where he worked, and he did a real good job. My mother was a teacher, and she valued education. And they had to live moderate lives. They didn't live extravagant lives. My mother had a strategy. She bought things one time and took care of it. And she taught me. She said, "You can't get rich buying the same things over and over again." She bought a car when she needed one. Because she traveled a long distance, she needed a car that would work. And she drove it, and then she got a better one when she had to. Now, the wisdom is out there for what you have to do. But when you help people live, that's the heart of God. And when you follow what God put in your heart, it's going to work. But the Lord helps us heal from the inside out, not the outside in. So the things that the Lord will give you will help structure you because you can't do anything about other people's choices. But if you trust the Lord, He will guide you into all truth, and your life will be so much better. And there's so much more you can learn from Him. But when you take love out of the equation, and some people love power. They want to be powerful. They want to make a lot of money. They want to be the man on the top. But that's an elusive life. See, you can't satisfy lust and greed and pride. They can't be satisfied. And if you try to go down that road without the love of God, it's not, your life won't work right. And you're going to have a lot of problems, and you're going and then the enemy will turn around and blame God for the problems you have. But he don't show you out. He don't point out the fact that the heart said in your heart desire things that won't work. And that's where your problems come from. And then people misunderstand where problems come from. I went to a church that taught that God sent the problems to make you strong. Or any problem that come your way is there to be a character. Problems don't be a character. You live, choosing to live by God's word will be a character. Listening to good advice, listening to wisdom like the wisdom of Proverbs and the counsel of wise people that love God. In the Proverbs start out that, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So when people erase God out of the equation in their heart, they're not going to learn the wisdom of God either. In order to have the wisdom of God, you got to receive what God said and not change it. But the enemy don't want people to know God. He's trying to divide man from God. And the Lord put things in people's heart. And if they believe on Jesus Christ, then the things that God already put in them, the Lord know how to wake it up. And it'll that's how you serve man with the talents and the gifts that God has given you. God didn't give you creativity, talents, and blessings and vision for you to waste them. You're supposed to build society with those things, and you'll be rewarded for it. On a job, it's my goal to serve the people on my job. Doing my work in what I do for a living, I serve other people. I fix cars and trucks, so I make sure that what I fix works so that they can do their job. And I try to do it where to last. You know, you serve God by serving man. You don't serve God by getting people to serve you. That's what Satan was trying to do. See, I love pastors that want to help people. They try to, their job is to teach people the word of God so that they can build their lives. And pastors that do their job right, God has something to work with. Just like parents who train their children in the way that they should go, God has something to work with. But people that won't serve God, man, they don't serve God either. And people that's trying to get people to serve them, they don't serve God. And they bear fruit after their kind. So it's important to seek the Lord and yield to Him. That's where the real power is. But you receive that kind of knowledge and power by operating according to the love of God. That's why I said so many people are missing out unnecessarily. They decided they're not going to serve anybody, but they want God's blessings in their life. And God wants to bless them. But they ruin what God does for them because they decided, I don't want to serve God. That's the worldly way. See, God loves people in the world and He loves His own people. He loves His own people greatly, and He loves people that's out there in the world too. But He's going to have to judge them because they're hard-headed. They corrupt. They take bribes. They pervert justice. They give bad advice. They cause people to go astray. Now, God loves all these people you know, some of the artists that we like and appreciate. When you analyze their song, it's a deviation from what God, what Jesus taught. They teach you to lust and be greedy and serve yourself and nobody else. And they make it sound good. They rap, it's like a bomb in a pretty package. And their music sound good. They work hard to do it and people love it. But people make decisions based on what gets in their heart and things they agree with. Now God's gonna have to judge the musicians and the movie makers and the artists and everybody else that has something to do with it, because they distract people from Jesus. You know, the man that wrote "Me and Mrs. Jones," that's adultery he's singing about. And people that it's always somebody beautiful out there, and they might be married. If you focus on somebody because of their beauty, and you overlook their covenant of marriage or your covenant of marriage, that's an abomination to God. God said don't do that. It hurts everybody. You know, when people commit adultery, it hurts everybody involved. The children, the parents of the woman or the lady's husband or the man's wife. It hurts everybody. You know, everybody get hurt by those acts. But if you trust the Lord, you can love your own wife, not somebody else's wife, not somebody else's spouse. But it's the love of God that makes the difference. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. And they're 30 minutes on the website, 15 minutes on the radio. The first 15 minutes is on the air. The rest of it's on the website. Because when you go to the website, there's so much that the Lord has put on there. And he did it so that we can grow in him. You know, I'm doing all these things at his order. See, I believe in following God. If you follow God, you know, everything that God give you, the people that minister God's word, the Lord gave them what to give you to accelerate your life. It's not designed to make me rich, wealthy, or famous. This is something to help people live. Anybody. That's why it's free. You don't have to send any money. Just go to the website and the files are there. And the Lord might move on you to pick one that you need now. So newlivingletters.com. This is a tool in your hand that God gave you. I love God. And I'm doing this at his order. Now. And pastors need to follow God too. Everybody, every Christian need to, when they pray, don't just tell God your concerns. Ask him what he wants you to do. Just talk to him and enjoy his personality, and have a conversation with him. Ask him your concerns, but listen to see what he'll bring to you. And he may point you in a way just like this website to help you. He may show you something in the word that you need to know. Because he can see what's coming against you. Some people, they pray, but they get up too fast. They don't sit there and listen to the Lord. Sometimes you need to be quiet and just listen. And the Lord will show you things that you can avoid. You don't have to walk right into a wall. You don't have to walk right into a trap. People do that if a Christian, especially if they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I know the Lord, every time the enemy plots against me, the Lord, he warned me of it. And I know for a fact that he tried to warn others. But because they're so busy, in the world, there's nobody listening to the Lord. They think it's stupid. If you say that the Lord told me something, some people will look at you as if you lost your mind. But those that know God know it's true. Because they enjoy a relationship with him. Jesus bridged the gap. Other religions, they're on their own. God don't interact with them. Now demons will, but God don't. If you think you're talking to God and you don't believe on Jesus Christ, demons are lying to you. I don't care what religion it is. Every religion out there, period. All of them. Every one of them. Beside the word of God, that teach you to focus on Jesus Christ. All of them are error. It's wrong. It's a trap, and it's going to devastate your life. I say it boldly, because God loves us. He sent his only begotten son. He didn't send these other guys. They taught things, wrote books. People worship them and look to them, and they done went to hell. But those that do know the Lord, they, you know, the word of God is spiritually discerned. There's nothing in the world like it. But natural men don't receive the spiritual things, because sin divides you against it. But when you hear the word, you hear something that you never heard before. It's a wisdom that's totally different from the world, and totally opposite from the world. So what's happening is people are hearing God, and they're making good decisions, rich decisions. And they see life in a greater way. They're healing from the inside out, not the outside in. Everybody else is looking the part, and sometimes they look better. But where do they end up? They end up devastated. If a man goes to hell, he lost everything. He'll never drink water again. He'll only long for the life he had. At best, he has no future. Nothing to look forward to but misery, pain, and damnation. Fire. We all need the Lord. And people will rule it out. That's their choice. You don't have to go to heaven if that's not what you want to do. But it's in your best interest to hear God out and believe him. You're missing out on too much if you don't. And those that love God, they know for a fact that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. They know that Jesus is the way, the only way, the truth, and the life, not somebody else. No other man, no other religion will work. No other, every path that's of the world is the way of destruction. And anybody who try to go around Jesus to go to heaven, they are a thief and a robber. Not just one or two, all of them, everybody. If I tried to go to heaven around Jesus and not recognize Jesus Christ, I'll just be a thief and a robber if I did that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to heaven through Jesus Christ and only Jesus Christ. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not anybody else. Now, when they were living and they were men, God loved them just like he loved me. Can't say he didn't. He loved it. And Jesus died for these folks. But they chose another route. They decided to... Satan shot his fiery darts at him, and they ran with it. See, fiery darts are his poisonous thoughts. If you try to go to heaven without Jesus Christ, Satan's going to take advantage of you. And you will not enter. Now, and see, the rapture is about to happen. You know, the rapture can happen before these broadcasts are actually aired. And if it does, don't take the mark. Don't be deceived by the false prophet and the false leader that's coming, the Antichrist. They are not going to say anything good about Jesus in truth. They're going to lie and persuade people. And people that love this world system, they will receive, they wouldn't receive salvation through Christ, but they will receive the mark, some of them. And those that do receive the mark, they're going to be tormented by demons. It's going to be bad for them. They're going to try to die, and they're not going to be able to die. But there's going to be a five-month period of time where people that took the mark will try to die. They're going to try to commit suicide, and they won't be able to die. Death is going to flee from them. And they'll be in pain and in misery. And still be alive. They will shoot themselves and they will not die. Now that's bizarre to me, but that's what the word said will happen. The Lord saw it. Just like, you know, his prophecy always come to pass. All of it. You don't be here, so you don't want to see that. Now, I know these things. I've been in God's presence. I've been to hell before. I know what I'm talking about. It's not my first rodeo. I've been ministering God's word since 1987. And I prayed for this a long time. I said, Lord, I want to warn your people. And I didn't always know how. But I had to follow him. I had to do the things that he gave me to do. He gave me Living Letter Ministries, and then Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast, and then New Living Letters website to reach people so he can save people so they can live forever in him. And that's my desire. I want to see the Lord move mightily in your life. I want you to know what he can do in your life. But Satan is tricky. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 4, well, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it reads, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. See, the quick are people that are still alive. The dead are people who already died. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what I'm doing. He said, in verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They wouldn't listen to God, but they will listen to alternatives that they like. And then verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. That's what Paul told to Timothy. And he said it with all sincerity. Now the things that structure our life is the love of God, taught by Peter in chapters. If you study 1 Peter, especially chapter 1 and 2, you're going to see that the Lord is calling us to love others just like Jesus Christ loved us. See, we share the love of God. Jesus laid his life down and died for us. Now, we alert people to the fact that he did. And we help people understand the love of God and receive it by preaching the word of God. And when we preach the word of God and teach his word, it helps people to live. It helps people to see and understand. It helps people to know the Lord again. That's our part. That's the part we play. That's our duty. And when we, as we do the things of God, he can help us to live. He helps us to go forward. And he helps us to see things in a much greater way. I love the Lord my God and King. And I love him. I take him at his word. He wants to heal and bless every part of our lives. He's good to us. And he's going to help us to go forward. There's no blessing he'll hold back from us. Now, like I said earlier, people have all kind of schools of thought out there. People teach the Lord to give you problems to make you grow. Now, this is error, and it happens when people don't study the word. Most people can tell right now that I'm telling that's crazy. But when people go to a church and their people are convinced of things, then they believe wrong. When the wrong things are taught, people believe wrong. If they believe wrong, their life won't work. And they have even more problems. And then they don't seek God about how to undo it. And they think that I've seen people have pride in their problems. They feel like they're really going to do something for God because they really have a lot of problems. And then the way that they live is so bizarre that people won't, you know, people that would listen to them won't, because they can tell that they're wrong. But the Lord said, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, do you send people problems to help them grow? He said, problems come from Satan. They come from Satan. That's where they come from. Lack of knowledge and other people's lack of knowledge. See, people who are not doing what they're supposed to do, they can cause you some serious problems. If you're married to somebody that won't grow up and they buy things on credit all the time, they can run a bill up so bad that it can cause you to lose your house. And then they know they're wrong, so they hide what they're doing. Because they lack knowledge. They don't understand how God does things. Now, Jesus taught that people of this world, they are wiser in their way than we are in ours. They try to heal things from the outside in. But we do things foundationally from the inside out. We receive knowledge for the knowledge of God so that we can do better and better and we progress. But the world, they borrow and they get in debt. Some people don't expect to be debt free. They buy everything on credit. But people who pray, if they would just ask the Lord, He would show them a better way to do the same thing and not be in debt. My mother was a school teacher. They didn't make much money when she was a teacher, but she did not live an extravagant life. She bought things that was wise. She did buy a house on credit because it's better to buy a house than live in an apartment. At least one day you will own it. But she paid more principal and she paid extra principal and paid the house off much earlier instead of 30 years, she paid it off in about 12. And she continued to save. And she saved a lot of money, not living an extravagant life. And she bought nice things that would last. Because she was wise. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, you have the potential to have the same wisdom that He does. Because what He gives you is the same wisdom that He lives by. Now, God has been misrepresented. The enemy will have you believe that God don't talk to people. He don't want to talk to people. It's stupid to try to get God to talk to you. I don't know the Lord like, you know, the Lord is not the way Satan represents Him. I know Him differently. I know Him according to the Word of God. He enjoys talking to His people. And I love when He talks to me. But I prepare myself to believe Him. And I decide I'm going to trust Him. Now, whatever He revealed to me, whatever He say to me, I'm going to trust it. I'm not following fables. I'm following Him, and I love Him. Now, and I know that God loves me. I know that He cares about me. I know that He's sharing He's helping me in life. He's sharing His knowledge and wisdom with me. It's the same knowledge He builds with, and I know this. It took me a long time to figure out He helps us heal from the inside out. We can't do anything about what other people do. It's our job to love them. Now, God has grace and mercy on people, and we should do the same. And people are not going to do you right like you want them to. They're going to do whatever they see fit to do. And you can only, even if you're married, your spouse is not. They might do things that's to your favor, and they may not at times. Sometimes they will, sometimes they may not. And I wish that, you know, I wish things was always to my favor, but it just don't happen that way. But it's still worth it to love. I love my wife like Jesus loves me. And I love me. The Proverbs teach a man that loves his wife loves himself. Now, when the Lord first began to help me with my concerns, I didn't understand. I thought that He would do it different. But I thought according to the world. And I thought that he would bless me differently than the way he did. But I noticed a pattern. He taught me some principles that I desperately needed to know. I appreciate it more now than I did at first. But I trusted him on it, and it works. Now, when he answers you, you go in prayer and you ask him your questions and you seek him about whatever you need to do, he's going to answer you. But trust him. Just do what he say do. As odd as it may seem, it'll be no different than the Word of God. He will not guide you any differently than the Word of God. But trust him and do it. Now, these are the wonderful things that I learned. He taught me to love others, even if they don't love me. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. I did it. And I didn't just say I love people. I was determined to love people. And it worked. And some of the things that I've learned is not to depend on people. Love them, but don't depend on them for your happiness. And that really blessed me. And I see how wise it is now. It helped me to heal and not expect so much out of people that can't do the things that I want them